news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 6:06, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday, watching Hurricane Michael make its way through the Gulf to be making landfall tomorrow. Details from Dr. Bill in depth coming up in just a second. Heading for high in the 80s today, 74 now. Time to check traffic and the ride in. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pits and Suns Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear so far. Light traffic coming in across the Bayway and the Causeway. No delays from Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Ford over to Mobile. Again, accident-free conditions continue from the 65 split to Pritchard to Saraland. It's a good ride in this morning. Fall is here, so now's the time to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel, Golf Resort, and Spa in Point Clear. Go to grand1847.com for reservations. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered showers and a few thunderstorms today with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, scattered showers and breezy with lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, showers and windy with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Get the latest on Hurricane Michael with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, exclusively on FM Talk 106.5.
And Dr. Bill's on the way, bringing us up to date with what's going on here in our area. Also, some news from the Florida Panhandle coming up in just a second. Here at home in Alabama, we have declared a state of emergency, according to Governor Kay Ivey. More details now with Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening right now, a state of emergency is in effect. Governor Kay Ivey made that announcement on Monday in preparation of Hurricane Michael. Widespread power outages, high winds, and heavy rain all expected here in Alabama. Portions of the state are under tropical storm watches or warnings, and flash flooding and tornadoes are possible as well. The governor is encouraging residents to, quote, please stay weather aware today and tomorrow for any forecast changes. Most importantly, heed all warnings and instructions from local authorities. The state of emergency went into effect at 3 p.m., which means this declaration activates the Alabama Emergency Operations Plan. The Alabama Emergency Management Agency Director, Brian Hastings, well, he wants residents and businesses here in coastal Alabama to stay vigilant and closely monitor the storm's path and be prepared for a major hurricane based on this storm's uncertainty. And if you have a smartphone, you can text AL Alert to 888-777 and you will receive information about the storm from the Alabama Emergency Management Agency. Again, text ALALERT to the number 888-777. We have more information on a fatal shooting near Ladd People Stadium early Sunday morning. 23-year-old Deontay Davis was found suffering from a gunshot wound on Dexter Avenue just before 8:15 in the morning. Davis was taken to a local hospital where he died from his injuries. Mobile police say this investigation is ongoing. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 11 minutes after 6 o'clock on this Tuesday morning, Mobile Mornings, FM Talk 106.5. So Hurricane Michael continues to gain strength as it moves through the Gulf by just about an hour. hour ago, Michael's top sustained winds had risen to 90 miles an hour as it heads north at about 12 miles per hour. The Category 1 storm, which we believe may be as intense as a Category 3 by landfall, was centered about 390 miles south of Apalachicola and 420 miles south of Panama City, Florida, kind of where they think it may come in now. Hurricane-force winds extended outward up to 35 miles from the core, and tropical storm-force winds out 175 miles from the center of circulation. Hurricane-force winds extending outward 40 miles from the core, and tropical storm winds out 195. Now, forecasters say the center of Michael will continue to move through the southern Gulf today. The storm will move across the eastern Gulf of Mexico later today into the night, and the center is then expected to move inland over the Florida Panhandle or Florida Big Bend area tomorrow, and then move northeastward across the southeast U.S., mostly Georgia, maybe into the Carolinas. They're making preparations, of course, along the Florida Panhandle. Here's Mario Gisbert, city manager with Panama City Beach.
We started meetings yesterday. They started talking about the evacuation, the logistics of the evacuation. Traffic control already started changing the timing on the traffic lights so that people could leave town easier, that they could come into town.
Also yesterday, of course, Governor Rick Scott commenting on this storm.
The Panhandle and parts of the Big Bend will likely see winds in excess of 110 miles per hour. We have never seen a storm like this hit this part of our state. Again, Hurricane Michael is forecast to be the most destructive storm to hit the Florida Panhandle in decades. My goal is everybody take this seriously. You always prepare for the worst. This is a massive storm. We've not seen anything like it in the Panhandle. And we have great teams around the state, but every family's got to be prepared.
Yeah, you start looking at a Category 3 storm, you talk about something that could have some real impact on coastal communities and inland. President Trump in Florida yesterday as well, commenting on the hurricane.
As Hurricane Michael nears landfall, we are working with state and local officials in Florida to take all necessary precautions, and we urge all residents to be prepared and to heed local officials. I told Rick Scott that we are ready for you. We have already briefed FEMA, and FEMA's getting prepared, and it looks like a big one. Can you believe it? It looks like another big one, but we've handled them well. We handle them very well, and that includes the one that just left us in Florida. Never ends.
Well, sometime in December, at least takes a little break as we get out of hurricane season. All right, Dr. Bill will fill us in with more details coming up, and we'll check in with News 5 next.
Working on the car, huh?
Yeah, it's been stalling.
It could be friction from your floor mats.
No.
Oil change, too? Better change your oil fuses.
Nice try. Hand me that Purolator Boss filter.
Wow, protects up to 15,000 miles?
Right. Nothing gets by Purolator. Or me.
Great. Now let's demagnetize those floor mats.
This is sad now.
Now get a Purolator Boss premium oil filter and 5 quarts of synthetic oils for $32.99 at Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. 6 people from Flomaton, Alabama were swept away when fast-rising floodwaters hit their RV park in Junction, Texas. That's about 2 hours northwest of San Antonio. 3 have been rescued, but 3 are still missing this morning. The 6 people are staying in an RV park near Interstate 10 when the flooding started Sunday night. One of those people was rescued about 15 miles from where they were staying. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office is asking for help finding 3 missing women. 17-year-old Valerie Coyle was last seen August 17th in the Grand Bay area. She's 5'6 with green eyes, weighs 160 pounds. 24-year-old Trista Yelding has been missing since April of 2017. She was last seen at a friend's house on Rabin Road. And 37-year-old April Russell has been missing since March of 2016. She has brown hair, brown eyes, and is 5'4". Russell was last seen on Spring Hill Avenue. Police are investigating a Sunday night murder where a 29-year-old mother of 6 was shot to death. It happened on Michigan Avenue. Vanessa Thompson was killed. Police said a man was detained, but no arrests have been made. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
Auburn.
Get to Whitlow. Booby up the middle. Booby scores.
Tennessee.
Auburn pins its ears back and he's dropped.
The Tigers return home to battle the Big Orange.
Setup steps back to throw on first down. He'll launch it deep down the field. He's got a man, Schwartz. Touchdown!
Coverage begins at 8 a.m. Saturday on your home for Auburn football.
On your official Auburn football station, FM Talk 106.5.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
617 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. It was a record-breaking Monday night for Drew Brees as he led his New Orleans Saints to a 43-19 win over the Washington Redskins. In front of a sold-out home crowd, Drew Brees broke Peyton Manning's record for all-time career passing yards in the second quarter on a 62-yard touchdown pass to Tre'Quan Smith.
Brees wide open. A 62-yard touchdown pass is the way that Drew Brees fittingly goes into the record book.
The Saints dominated the entire game, taking a 26-13 lead into halftime and a 40-13 lead into the fourth quarter. Saints running back Mark Ingram scored two touchdowns in his first game after serving a four-game suspension. Brees finished the night with 363 yards passing and three touchdowns. He now has 499 career touchdown passes, one shy of becoming the fourth quarterback in NFL history to join the 500-touchdown club. Last night, Brees spoke about breaking Peyton Manning's all-time passing record.
Well, it's probably what I tell them every night before they go to bed, which is, you can accomplish anything in life you're willing to work for. So, just, nothing's given, everything's earned, but, God has equipped us for great works, and I tell them that every night.
He, of course, was speaking about his kids there when he was asked that question on the field. Saints have a bye next week, probably to process all of Brees' achievements in that one night. And then the following week, they'll take their 4-1 record to Baltimore to take on the Ravens. And presumably, he'll break that 500-touchdown club that week when they take on the Ravens. In the major leagues, the Atlanta Braves came up short against the LA Dodgers, losing 6-2 in Game 4 of the NLDS. That ends the young Braves' exciting season after they won the NL East Division for the first time in 5 years. LA's Manny Machado had an RBI single to give the Dodgers a 1-0 lead, but Atlanta answered in the fourth inning when Kurt Suzuki knocked in two runs on a single. Former South Alabama Jaguar and postseason star David Freese gave the Dodgers the final runs that they would need with a two-run single in the sixth, and Machado added a three-run homer the next inning for good measure. Braves first baseman Freddie Freeman showed his disappointment in the loss following the game.
We didn't win the World Series, so it was a lost season in my book, but
overall, I thought winning the division, it's a good start to what's going to happen in the future.
The Dodgers now head to the NLCS for the third consecutive season. They'll take on the Milwaukee Brewers for the opportunity to play in the World Series. Also yesterday, the Houston Astros finished a three-game sweep of the Cleveland Indians with an 11-3 win. The Astros scored 6 runs in the 8th inning and got 2 home runs from George Springer and a 3-run homer from Carlos Correa. The defending champion Astros will now move on to the ALCS for the second consecutive year. They'll face either the Boston Red Sox or the New York Yankees. Last night, the Red Sox crushed the Yankees 16-1 to take a 2-1 series lead. It was the worst postseason loss in franchise history for the Yankees, and Boston's Brock Holt hit 5 RBIs, became the first player ever to hit for the cycle in a postseason game. Holt hit a single and a triple in the 4th inning, a ground rule double in the 8th, and a home run to complete the cycle in the 9th. The Red Sox could close out the series tonight, with Game 4 set to begin in the Bronx at 7 p.m. 6:21 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
The sun is brutal this time of year on the Gulf Coast, so protect yourself, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with thermal and UV reduction ceramic films installed by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting. Don't let the sun damage your most valuable investments. Window tinting also increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is aesthetically pleasing. When your dealer-installed tint fails, call ProTint with a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast is going to expect scattered showers and a few thunderstorms today with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, scattered showers and breezy with lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, showers and windy with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey Labonte recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, for now, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. No delays across the Bayway and the Causeway. Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort. Light traffic so far there for the 65 split up towards Pritchard and Saraland. Market in the Squares Bank this Saturday, running from 7:30 in the morning till noon in downtown Mobile. Stop to get locally produced fruits, veggies, plants, and flowers, soaps, lotions, eggs, and baked goods. Get the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
At 6:23, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Kelly's headlines brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. That's my buddy Trey Bennett. 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, the website. You know the deal. You got junk. You want it gone. You need help. You need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Could be inside the house. Could be inside the house up the very sketchy attic, ladder, stair combo where you're just stepping on going, I'm going to fall through this. Or it could be instead of having a junk drawer, you have a junk room. Maybe it could be storage unit needs cleaned out. Maybe it's something at the office. Listen, you got junk, you need it gone, you need the pros, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And local franchisee, my buddy Trey Bennett, doing that work in Mobile and Baldwin County. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK, the website, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, the website, or pick up the phone and call them at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. 6:24 and time for headlines. And you know what? Even the livestock looking for shelter with the oncoming storm, Hurricane Michael. Here's more with Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. As Hurricane Michael gets closer and closer to our area, temporary shelters are opening their doors for livestock, which are evacuating Florida. The Alabama Department of Agriculture and Industries made that announcement on Monday. The storm is set to make landfall on Florida's Gulf Coast sometime Wednesday. Animals moving due to evacuation orders will be exempt from a certificate of veterinary inspection. Livestock owners must bring the following items: a current list of all animals, including their records of feeding, vaccinations, and tests, proof of ownership for all animals, supplies for temporary identification of your animals, like plastic neck bands, permanent markers to label your animal with name, address, and telephone numbers, handling equipment like halters and appropriate tools for each kind of animal, water, feed, and buckets, tools and supplies needed for sanitation. Alabama's emergency shelter is located at Garrett Coliseum at 1555 Federal Drive in Montgomery. The shelter opens at 7:30 a.m. If you have more questions or you'd like more information on the other locations which are opening their doors, you're encouraged to call 334-240-7278. If you had plans to attend the 47th Annual National Shrimp Festival, your times have shifted a bit. Due to safety being a number one priority, a decision has been made to delay the opening of the festival to 5 p.m. on Thursday, October the 11th. Vendor check-in has been delayed to Wednesday afternoon. All vendors will receive an email. Current shrimp festival hours are Thursday, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., Friday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 626, FM Talk 106.5. You know, with the delayed setting up for the Shrimp Festival this weekend, but the nice thing is on the backside of Hurricane Michael, our weather's going to be fantastic.
It's supposed to cool down a little bit, right?
Get to what it's supposed to be this time of year. We'll have probably 10 to 15 degree cooler temperatures than we've had for the, last 7 months. Dr. Bill will fill in details on that coming up in just a second. President Trump says he has no plans to fire Rod Rosenstein, if you didn't catch that yesterday.
What a 180, huh? From just last week or 2 weeks ago.
He was fired, he was going to quit, he was gone. He rode on Air Force One with the president down to Florida yesterday, and you heard the president's comments about Michael. And they came off, looked like they had a good conversation, and everything's good, and everything's fine now. All right, trying to wrap your head around that. You're better off than I am. And also, as we head through the month of October, of course, with the culmination, at least in the minds of many, Halloween, mm-hmm. at the end of the month, a new trend for Halloween costumes out there. Now, you know, you'll say, okay, we've heard every trend there is, right? The naughty scientist, or, you know, whatever presidential candidate, or it's going to be President Trump, or whatever costume, and then you put sexy in front of it.
Oh, yeah, you know all of them. Uh-huh. Like sexy cat, sexy cow.
Right, whatever it is, sexy. Well, how about this one here? A new social media trend right now where people are painting their bare backsides to look like jack-o'-lanterns. we'll give you details coming up.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The governors of Florida and Alabama have declared states of emergency ahead of Hurricane Michael. Traffic slowed to a crawl on coastal highways in Panama City Beach, many trying to get out. In Seaside, Florida, businesses are boarding up. And throughout the panhandle, concerned homeowners like Mark Schneider are bracing for a major hurricane.
Unfortunately, it looks like it's coming directly at us, and all you can do is prepare.
Long lines wrapped around fuel stations as people filled up their cars and gas cans. Governor Scott has activated more than 1,200 National Guard members.
We have never seen a storm like this hit this part of our state. Again, Hurricane Michael is forecast to be the most destructive storm to hit the Florida Panhandle in decades.
The storm is forecast to hit the Florida Panhandle on Wednesday. The National Weather Service predicts Michael will be a Category 3 hurricane when it hits. Because of the storm, Okaloosa County and Santa Rosa County school districts will be closed today and Wednesday. Escambia County, Florida district schools will be in session today, but will have an early dismissal and will be closed on Wednesday. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hey, are you driving up for the big game this weekend?
I sure am, but I need to go by Kingens Classic Cars to get my oil changed first.
Oh yeah, me too. How's your car been running since they worked on it?
Great. Thank you for recommending their service department. Not only did they fix my car, they saved me money by finding the exact problems and took care of it. Turns out, my car didn't have as many issues as I thought. Kingens Classic Cars really made me feel like family. In fact, I trust the service department so much, I've recommended that my mother take her car in immediately.
That's great. I knew they'd take care of you.
And you were right.
No matter the make or model, Kingens Classic Cars can service them all. Cars, trucks, SUVs, we'll treat you like family. Call 479-6676. That's 479-6676. Or schedule your appointment online at kingandcars.com. For the best automotive service, kingandcars.com.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
This is FM Talk 106.5. Like what you're hearing? Well, there are thousands of other Gulf Coast listeners who like it too. Why not put us to work to make those local residents your customers? FM Talk 106.5 will reach them efficiently and effectively. This is Celeste Holland. Together, we can design an advertising campaign that will increase your business, even in this rough economy. Give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 16, and let's discuss how FM Talk 106.5 will help boost your business.
Hurricane Michael continues to gather strength as it churns toward the Gulf of Mexico, toward the Florida Panhandle. It could be a Category 2 or 3 hurricane by landfall Wednesday, prompting a state of emergency for 300 miles of the Gulf Coast from Mobile, Alabama, through the Panhandle and inland. The bullseye is Panama City Beach, Florida, where City Manager Mario Gisbert tells us many residents have already evacuated.
The people leaving town yesterday drained all of our gas stations, but I'm sure that overnight all those gas stations refueled and will have fuel for people to make it in and out of town.
Brett Kavanaugh joins his fellow Supreme Court justices on the bench today to hear his first oral arguments as a member of the High Court. A man was fatally shot by Tennessee police last night after a car chase at Oak Ridge, during which the man crashed into an officer. The officer will be okay. European and Asian stock markets have been mixed after the International Monetary Fund lowered its outlook for the world economy, citing the impact of rising interest rates and trade tensions. Wall Street stock futures are down. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your Money Now, brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Facebook is launching the first electronic device to bear its brand, a screen and camera-equipped gadget intended to make video calls easier and more intuitive. But it's unclear if people will open their homes to an internet-connected camera sold by a company with a questionable track record on protecting user privacy. Facebook is marketing the device called Portal as a way for its more than 2 billion users to chat with one another without having to fuss with positioning and other controls. The device features a camera that uses artificial intelligence to automatically Zoom as people move around during calls. Netflix has chosen New Mexico as the site of a new production hub and is in final negotiations to buy an existing multi-million-dollar studio complex on the edge of the state's largest city. It's the company's first purchase of such a property, and upcoming production work in Albuquerque and at other spots around New Mexico is forecast to result in $1 billion in spending over the next decade. On Wall Street, futures moderately lower. That's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
You've been through a lot lately, an unforgiving economy that's impacted you both financially and emotionally.
At UBS, we understand how you feel. UBS financial advisor Drew Wing can tap into the global resources of UBS and advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. And while Drew has a unique global perspective, he also has a local presence right here in Mobile. You can count on Drew to give you the face-to-face attention you deserve, answer your questions, provide clear direction, and offer advice that's relevant and trustworthy. Global perspective, local presence, protection. Call UBS financial advisor Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. So call 251-510-0748 today. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 635 FM Talk 1065. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Well, there are press conferences and preparations all up and down the Florida panhandle, getting ready for Michael. Let's talk about Hurricane Michael now, track and intensity.
Well, it's moved into the southeastern Gulf of Mexico, and right now it is headed in the north-northwest direction, and speed around 12 miles per hour. And the highest winds are still at 90, but it's getting into an area that's very, very favorable for intensification. And so I expect to see quite a bit of development here over the next 12 hours as it moves into the east central Gulf. And the target right now is, of course, the Florida Panhandle, and the most likely landfall area is going to be around Panama City. And that will occur around noon or early afternoon tomorrow. And at that time, it's very possible that it could make landfall as a Category 3 with peak winds perhaps in the range of 110 to 115 miles per hour. That, of course, means that the gusts could be as high as 130. So it's going to be a powerful hurricane. The hurricane winds will just cover a small area, of course, around Panama City, maybe a little bit to the east of that. But tropical storm force winds will cover pretty much all of the panhandle westward to Pensacola and eastward on over to the Big Bend area. The storm will then move across the panhandle in a northeasterly direction late tomorrow, and tomorrow night we'll get into southwest Georgia and move through Georgia tomorrow night. And then by Thursday night, it'll be north of Cape Hatteras.
Wow.
And it'll track right across central South Carolina and North Carolina and then move offshore. It doesn't appear like it's going to stall. It'll just keep on moving, and that's a help because even though it's going to produce quite a bit of rainfall, I mean, many areas along the track that I just mentioned, we'll see 5 to 8 inches of rain. Most likely we won't see anything like occurred in North Carolina where we had 20, 30 inches of rain. No, that's because that storm stalled there.
Now, okay, looking at this, so it doesn't stall, it's moving, but, rain an issue, but obviously with the winds you're talking about, the wind damage could be pretty intense.
Could very well be, definitely some wind damage, and particularly in the Panama City area. The storm surge that we're looking at Panama City and then to the east a little bit, you'll find that the storm surge would probably be 8 feet, perhaps could reach 10 to 11 feet in some areas, particularly coves there along the coast, and there are quite a few of those on the panhandle. So be a pretty strong storm surge. To the west, the storm surge rapidly drops off, mainly because the winds will be coming offshore. It's possible that here along the Alabama coast we might see 1 to 3 feet, especially in Baldwin County, but that'll be well before the storm reaches the coast, and once it gets to the coast, the winds will be around to the north, and there's no problem there because they'll be pushing water away from the coast.
What about rainfall in our area? Will some of those bands bring showers here?
Yeah, we'll see some bands of rain showers, and we could see 1 to 2 inches of rain. Most of the real heavy rain is going to occur around Panama City, especially to the east of it, from there over to Tallahassee. That's where there'll be some tremendous rainfall, particularly right near the coast. That's where they could see the double-digit rainfall, maybe 10 to 12 inches of rain. And then, of course, it'll stretch on up into Georgia, where you'll see 5 to 8 inches of rain.
All right, Dr. Bill. So the good news is on the backside of Michael, yep, where we are on the west side, it's going to draw down some seasonable air.
Yeah, we get to benefit these storms when they head to the east, especially strong storms like this one, because we're going to see a cold front at leading edge of some cool, dry air, the coolest so far of the season, and that's going to come in on Thursday. We'll be in the 80s on Thursday, and we'll just see a few showers around after showers and numerous showers tomorrow. And then on Thursday night, upper 50s, very pleasant. And then on Friday should be a sunny day and high in the upper 70s. And then down into the mid and upper 50s Friday night. Looks good for Saturday, sunny and only 82. We may see a few showers develop Sunday and Monday as another front moves and a disturbance moves through. But temperatures will still be in the low 80s. And so it looks really good, good forecast all the way through the weekend.
All right. Looking at, by the way, I'm looking at my email right now. I've got a question from somebody in South Baldwin. So you're not saying storm. They said, what precautions should we make for storm surge? And you're saying that's not going to be the issue because it's going to be out of the north. The wind's going to be out of the north.
Yeah, when the storm gets close to the coast, the winds will then start coming out of the northeast and then the north. So really the highest water will come when that storm has not reached the coast. It's quite a ways off, and we could see maybe 2 to 3 feet along the coast of Baldwin County. But once that storm gets close to the coast and moves on shore, the northerly winds will push water away from the shore.
All right, good news, Dr. Bill. We'll check back with you very soon for the latest on Michael.
Okay, Sean.
Thank you. Dr. Bill, tropical weather expert, and of course with your forecast 24/7 right here at FM Talk 106.5. 641, we'll check traffic next.
Jim Gaffigan, the Grammy-nominated comedian, actor, writer, best-selling author, and father of five, is coming to the amphitheater at the Wharf Saturday, May 11th. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10, but you can win them before you can buy them on Mobile Mornings at Midday Mobile every day. Part of the C Spire concert series, the Quality Time Tour. Jim Gaffigan, coming to the amphitheater at the Wharf in May. Win tickets before you can buy them every weekday morning and midday right here on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. For now, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. No delays across the Bayway and the Causeway. If you're traveling from that 1065 split, Highway 90 range line out towards Schillinger Road and Theodore Dawes Road, it's quiet. No delays and no new wrecks in the roadways. Football and pizza are something special at Papa Murphy's. The biggest, baddest pizza is now on sale. The five meat stuffed pizza is just $12. This is football pizza. Make any day a game day with pizza at Papa Murphy's. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 642 FM Talk 106.5. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Here on the Gulf Coast, all eyes are on Hurricane Michael, especially in the Florida Panhandle. It's where Governor Rick Scott says they have not seen a storm like this in years. The governor there is reminding everyone that Hurricane Michael is a massive storm that can bring devastating destruction to parts of the state, especially the Panhandle. Monday night, Governor Scott activated the 24-hour Emergency Operations Center. He also informed the public that he had spoken to President Trump, who has committed any federal resources to Florida. The governor says that federal resources are already pouring in and they're doing the very best they can to monitor fuel supplies across the state. The National Hurricane Center is predicting 8 to 12 feet of storm surges in some areas. Officials are reminding families to have a plan. As of right now, 1,250 National Guardsmen have already been activated to the Panhandle, and an additional 4,000 with the Florida National Guard are on standby, as are 350 Florida State Troopers. All of those numbers, of course, can change based on how this weather goes into effect. Governor Scott says that he has declared a state of emergency in 35 Florida counties. All state offices in those counties are closed today, and you will not have to pay tolls while the state of emergency is in effect.
Four U-Haul companies across the Carolinas, Georgia, Alabama, and Florida are offering 30 days of free self-storage in U-Box container usage at 28 facilities. There are 11 in Florida and 4 in Alabama. This is for residents who stand to be impacted by the heavy rains and extreme winds associated with Hurricane Michael. Cat 1 storm is expected to make landfall on Wednesday. The president of the U-Haul Company of Tallahassee says, as a member of these communities, we are in a position to lend a helping hand by providing this free self-storage service to our neighbors in harm's way. If you need information about the 30 days free self-storage assistance, you should contact the nearest participating U-Haul store. That's on Spring Hill Avenue, I-65 Service Road South, Airport Boulevard, and Government Street. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
War Eagle Auburn fans, this is Bo Megginson. Excited to be bringing you the Auburn Tiger Radio program every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5. Not only is it going to be an exciting season with the Tigers taking on the toughest, most demanding schedule in the country, but we'll also be coming to you from Nexus Cinema Dining off Cody Road just south of Greeley at 770 Bruns Drive. It'll be an exciting time all year long with great food, great drinks, and great Auburn football talk here on FM Talk 106.5 with your Auburn Tiger Radio program.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Six people from Flomaton, Alabama were swept away when fast-rising floodwaters hit their RV park in Junction, Texas. That's about 2 hours northwest of San Antonio. Three have been rescued, but three are still missing this morning. The six people are staying in an RV park near Interstate 10 when the flooding started Sunday night. One of those people was rescued about 15 miles from where they were staying. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office is asking for help finding three missing women. 17-year-old Valerie Coyle was last seen August 17th in the Grand Bay area. She's 5'6 with green eyes, weighs 160 pounds. 24-year-old Trista Yelding has been missing since April of 2017. She was last seen at a friend's house on Rabin Road. And 37-year-old April Russell has been missing since March of 2016. She has brown hair, brown eyes, and is 5'4". Russell was last seen on Spring Hill Avenue. Police are investigating a Sunday night murder where a 29-year-old mother of six was shot to death. It happened on Michigan Avenue. Vanessa Thompson was killed. Police said a man was detained, but no arrests have been made. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Radio. It's nothing new. It's been here all along. With free entertainment, news, sports, music, and information. It's not just part of life. It's a part of who we are. You know which station is going to tell you the score of the game, which one is going to give you a laugh in the morning, which one will give you something to sing along with. You know where to turn when the weather gets rough. When something big happens, good or bad, you know where to go. Because radio has been here all along. Radio is part of your community, woven into the fabric of what makes home, home. And now, radio has evolved to move with you with the next radio app in your FM-enabled phone. Just plug in your headphones to start experiencing radio in a whole new way while using way less battery and data than streaming apps. Check out the live guide to see and interact with live radio stations. Easily find your favorites, like the one you're listening to right now. And as always, it's totally free. Download the next radio app today. Next Radio, live and local, wherever you go.
You're all set. Here's your Wind Creek Rewards card.
Thank you.
And here's all your free play.
Oh, I can't wait to play.
Your free dining offers.
Yum, delicious.
Free hotel stays.
Oh, this bed's comfy.
And so much more. All right, Joe, back her in.
Oh, wait, what is all this?
There's so much more.
Amazing.
Wind Creek Casino and Hotel. Find your winning moment.
6:48 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. It was a record-breaking Monday night for Drew Brees as he led his New Orleans Saints to a 43-19 win over the Washington Redskins. In front of a sold-out home crowd, Drew Brees broke Peyton Manning's record for all-time career passing yards, and he did it in the second quarter on a 62-yard touchdown pass to Tre'Quan Smith.
Brees, wide open. A 62-yard touchdown pass is the way that Drew Brees fittingly goes into the record book.
The Saints dominated the entire game, taking a 26-13 lead into halftime and a 40-13 lead into the fourth quarter. Saints running back Mark Ingram scored two touchdowns in his first game after serving a four-game suspension. Breeze finished the night with 363 yards passing and three touchdowns. He now has 499 career touchdown passes, one shy of becoming the fourth quarterback in NFL history to join the 500 touchdown club. Last night, Breeze spoke about breaking Peyton Manning's all-time passing record and what it means for his children.
Well, it's probably what I tell them every night before they go to bed, which is, you can accomplish anything in life you're willing to work for. So, just, nothing's given, everything's earned, but, God has equipped us for great works, and I tell them that every night.
Saints have next weekend off, and the following week they'll take their 4-1 record to Baltimore to take on the Ravens, where Breeze needs one touchdown to become, once again, the fourth quarterback in NFL history to join the 500 touchdown club. In the major leagues, the Atlanta Braves came up short against the LA Dodgers, losing 6-2 in game 4 of the NLDS. That ends the young Braves' exciting season after they won the NL East Division for the first time in 5 years. LA's Manny Machado had an RBI single to give the Dodgers a 1-0 lead, but Atlanta answered in the fourth inning when Kurt Suzuki knocked in two runs on a single. Former South Alabama Jaguar and postseason star David Freese gave the Dodgers the final runs that they would need with a two-run single in the sixth, and Machado added a three-run homer the next inning for good measure. Braves first baseman Freddie Freeman showed his disappointment in the loss following the game.
We didn't win the World Series, so it was a lost season in my book, but overall, I thought winning the division, it's a good start to what's going to happen in the future.
The Dodgers now head to the NLCS for the third consecutive season. They'll take on the Milwaukee Brewers for the opportunity to play in the World Series. Also yesterday, the Houston Astros finished a three-game sweep of the Cleveland Indians with an 11-3 win. The Astros scored six runs in the eighth inning and got two home runs from George Springer and a three-run homer from Carlos Correa. The defending champion Astros will now move on to the ALCS for the second year in a row. They'll face either the Boston Red Sox or the New York Yankees. Last night, the Red Sox crushed the Yankees 16-1 to take a 2-1 series lead. It was the worst postseason loss in franchise history for the Yankees. Boston's Brock Holt hit 5 RBI and became the first player ever to hit for the cycle in a postseason game. Holt hit a single and a triple in the fourth inning, a ground rule double in the eighth, and a home run to complete the cycle in the ninth. The Red Sox could close out the series tonight with Game 4 set to begin in the Bronx at 7 p.m. 6:52 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m. with 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
All right, 6:52, FM Talk 106.5. The next update from Dr. Bill on Hurricane Michael just about 12 minutes away.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning from the Pitts & Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center. Starting to see some delays off of Airport, Dolphin, and Moffitt in 65 this morning, but light traffic and accident-free conditions continue from the 65 split, DIP, and downtown for the tunnels across the Bayway. Northbound 65 to Saraland, much the same, a good ride in. The South Alabama football team will host Alabama State Hornets this Saturday, the 13th at Ladd. The first 5,000 fans will receive a free Jaguar shaker with a Raising Cane's offer. Get your tickets at usajaguars.com. Go Jaguars! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered showers and a few thunderstorms today with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, scattered showers and breezy with lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, showers and windy with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Is your automotive service facility ready for the next customer? How about your two and four-post lifts? Are they safe? Is your compressed air system reliable? How about those hose reel and piping leaks? Don't let these gremlins shut you down when that customer walks through your door. Mobile Mechanical Services can conduct lift safety inspections and eliminate all those gremlins that can shut you down. We sell, service, and repair most automotive service facility equipment. Call Mobile Mechanical Services, 653-6948.
Get the latest on Hurricane Michael with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, exclusively on FM Talk 106.5.
654, FM Talk 106.5. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. School closings in Florida to tell you about impacting K through college ages. The Santa Rosa District Schools are closed today and Wednesday. School officials say they will make a decision regarding Thursday in the upcoming hours. Also, to monitor the district website and local media outlets for your updates. The Escambia County School District, Florida, their superintendent has announced that school will be in session today for a half-day early release. This will allow families and staff enough time to prepare for the possible impact of Hurricane Michael. Schools will also be closed on Wednesday. All extracurricular activities have also been canceled as well for both dates. Pensacola State College, all of your campuses and centers will close at noon today and remain closed through Wednesday. This includes all offices, classes, evening classes, and online classes. The Florida Forest Service offices, they are closing throughout Blackwater Forestry Center in anticipation of Hurricane Michael. The Florida Forest Service is shutting down its operations, its offices, and recreation and day use in areas of Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa counties beginning today. The closure will last through the close of business on Thursday. This includes all campgrounds, trails, swimming lakes, day use areas, and offices, all included in this closure. If you'd like more information on Hurricane Michael, be sure to check your local emergency management agency. Also in Florida, Pensacola police need your help to find 25-year-old Jamal Lee Simmons. He is wanted for burglary, grand theft, criminal mischief, credit card fraud, and dealing in stolen property. He's 5'5" and weighs 160 pounds. If you call Crime Stoppers at 433-STOP, you may receive a reward if he is captured and arrested based on your tip. You also can call the Pensacola Police Department, 435-1901. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
656, FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic, and Doc joins us here about 7:06 with the next update on Hurricane Michael due to impact the Florida Panhandle, probably Panama City, Panama City Beach tomorrow. We'll give you more details with Doc coming up. And I mentioned this last hour, or earlier this hour, the new trend here for Halloween 2018.
Mm-hmm. Something about jack-o'-lanterns?
That's right. It's apparently not safe for work social media trend right now where people are painting their bare backsides to look like jack-o'-lanterns. Now, I don't know, when it said there, it was a BuzzFeed story, said people are painting their back. I think people are having other people.
Yeah, that would be difficult.
Because the work that's done here is, I showed you a few of these pictures, there are people pretty good mm-hmm. at this. If they could do that in a mirror, I'd be surprised.
Yeah, I would too. And maybe the Sports Illustrated people that they bring in once per year for that magazine, maybe right. That's who they've got painting these jack-o'-lanterns on, but pretty good art.
Yeah, so I don't know how you would display this at a Halloween party or something like that, but that's what they're doing. That's this year's, at least according to BuzzFeed, Halloween trend, painting a jack-o'-lantern, the pumpkin and a jack-o'-lantern on your backside.
Amazing. That's all I can say.
So many jokes I'm not going to do right now. I'm going to just back away from them. Tell you, hour number two of Mobile Mornings is on the way next. News 5 coming up right now.